Yeah, that's how it starts.
Symbol of the faith, but the steel was made for piercing mail, not for ritual space. It cried that it was sacred, but then he stuck it in the chest of a boy who hadn't finished living half his little quest. And the body cameras rolling while the handcuffs click and snap, and the interracer's guidance, the hammer in the trap. He's screaming victim on the floor, the liar and the thief, while the blood runs cold in Southampton beneath the Tudor leaf. It's a Persian blade, or so they say. A boy is dead and far away. The politicians kneel to pray, but heaven's deaf to us today. It's a Persian blade, the law charade, a classic British masquerade. The vice president in Washington, he sees a voting win. He mentions mass invasion with a shiny toothy grin, as if a boy in Hampshire is a pawn for US suits. While David phones his friend and gives the chap a dose of booze, and Farage wants his gold pure rage to warm the electoral pot. The family beg for knives to stop, but that's not in the plot. There's profit in the outrage, and there's clicks inside the hate. The algorithm's eating grief and spitting out the bait. It's a Persian blade, or so they say. A boy is dead and far away. The politicians kneel to pray, but heaven's deaf to us today. It's a Persian blade, the law's charade, a classic British masquerade. Is injured in the riots after dark. The two-tier racial narrative is tearing us apart. The officers in hiding while the Twitter battles rage. The academics fumble with the script upon the page. The script upon the bloody page. So drag a faith into the mud to cover up a sin. Let big tech and the traffic while the chaos kicks right in. The liar found the loophole and the boy has lost his breath. And parliament is scrambling in the shadow of the death. No healing in the theater, just a wallet and a knife. Just the poverty of leadership, the poverty of life. The Persian blade, yeah, pure cold rage. Save your prayers for the ballot box. Yeah. But say it was a holy blade, a symbol of the faith. But the steel was made for piercing mail, not for a ritual space. He cried that it was sacred, then he stuck it in the chest of a boy who hadn't finished living half his little quest. And the body cameras rolling while the handcuffs click and snap, and the anti-racist guidance is the hammer in the trap. He's screaming victim on the floor, the liar and the thief, while the blood runs cold in Southampton beneath the Tudor leaf. It's a Persian blade, or so they say. A boy is dead and far away. The politicians kneel to pray, but heaven's deaf to us today. It's a Persian blade, the law's charade, a classic British masquerade. The vice president in Washington, he sees a fucking win and mentions mass invasion with a shiny toothy grin, as if the boy in Hampshire is a plum for US suits. While David Cones is breathing, gets a tighter dose of boots, and Farage wants his cold pure rage to warm the electoral pot. The family beg for knives to stop, but that's not in the plot. There's profit in the outrage, and clicks inside the hate. If the algorithms in grief and spitting out the bait, it's a Persian blade, or so they say. A boy is dead and far away. The politicians kneel to pray, but heaven's deaf to us today. It's a Persian blade, the law's charade, a classic British masquerade.
11 coppers injured in the riots after dark. The two-tier racial narratives tearing us apart. Yeah. They say it was a holy blade, a symbol of the faith. But the steel was made for piercing mail, not for a ritual space. He carved that it was sacred, and he stuck it in the chest. But off a boy who hadn't finished living half his little quest, and the body comes rolling while the handcuffs click and snap, and the anti-racist guidance is the hammer, and the trapper screaming victim on the floor, the lie, and the thief of the blood runs cold in Southampton beneath the to the leaf, and it's a Persian blade, or so they say. A boy is dead and far away. The politicians need to pray, but heaven's deaf to us today. And it's a Persian blade, the lost charade. Masquerade. The vice president in Washington, he sees a voting win, and he mentions mass invasion, but with a shiny, toothy grin. As if a boy in Hampshire is a pawn that you best suits. Well, while David foams his friend and gives the chap a dose of boots. And for Robert Jones's cold, pure rage to warn the electoral pot. The family begging for knives to stop, but that's not in the plot. The district prophet and the outrageous kicks inside the hate. The algorithm's eating grief, spitting out the bait. And it's a Persian blade, or so they say. A boy is dead and far away. The politicians kneel to pray, but heaven's deaf to us today. It's a Persian blade, the lost charade. Classic British masquerade. Blade, the symbol of the faith. But the steel was made for piercing mail, not for a ritual space. And he cried that it was sacred when he stuck it in the chest of a boy who hadn't finished living half his little quest. And the body comes rolling on the handcuffs and flick and snap. And the anti-racist cadence is the hammer when the trap is from the victim on the floor, the liar and the thief, while the blood runs cold in Southampton beneath the two. They say a boy is dead and far away. The politicians kneel to pray, but heaven's deaf to us today. The Persian play the lost charade, a classic British masquerade. Yeah. The vice president in Washington, he sees a voting win. He mentions mass invasion with a shiny toothy grin, as if a boy in Hampshire is a pawn for U.S. suit.